your mountains, deserts, and streams. Rise and dose the bases and the outlaws I see in my dreams.
This is Kathy Dolores, bound to reader for Sun Sounds of Arizona, reading from Arizona Highways. From the April 2025 issue of Arizona Highways, Arizona Highways magazine is celebrating its 100th anniversary with the April 2025 issue. This article is entitled 100 Years Milestones. Previously, I read milestones 1 through 77, so today I'm starting with milestone 78. This month, Jerry Jacka joins 14 others in the inaugural class of the Arizona Highways Hall of Fame. Milestone 78, Jack and Chuck, November 1982. Like that hallmark day in Liverpool when Ivan Vaughn introduced his friend John to another friend named Paul, the introduction of Jack and Chuck would rock our world. Marking superlatives among artists is subjective and never unanimous, but a case could be made that both Jack Dikinga and Charles Bowden rank at the very top of our list of photographers and writers, and they were even better together. One time I saw Bowden out in the desert bent over a wrecked car, Mr. Dikinga told me. He was writing down the name of the tire. It was that kind of attention to detail that made him a perfect guy to work with, and he was always willing to change his copy to match the photos, and I would change photos to match the copy. That never happens, by the way. We had that kind of respect. Chuck was a very patient man. That's another thing. Photographers sometimes drive writers crazy because of their patience. We like to hang around. But Chuck would just sit down, pull out a book about the demise of the carrier pigeons, and read. They made their debut together in our November 1982 issue with a story about Ramsey Canyon. This month, Jack Dikinga joins 14 others in the inaugural class of the Arizona Highways Hall of Fame. Milestone 79, All Color, All Issues, January 1986. Now we're All Color, All Issues. That was the cover line on our January 1986 issue. In his column, Don Dedera, our 10th editor, called it an editor's dream. Although we'd been printing color pages since the 1930s and had published the first ever All Color issue in North America in 1946, this was the beginning of a new era, All Color, All pages from now on, Mr. Dedera wrote, or at least we will have all color capability from beginning to end of America's premier state travel journal. Readers who over the years have grumped about our 16 pages of black and white occasionally in the future may see a monotone photograph or a block of black type, but they will be there by choice. Today, that wouldn't be news, but four decades ago, it was a milestone for us. Milestone 80, Amateur Photo Contest, April 1987. In April 1987, we did something we've never done before and haven't done since. We published images from a photo contest on the front and back covers of an issue. A great success, Merrill Windsor, our 11th editor, wrote in his column, both in number of entries, a total of 1,648, and in quality of images submitted. Arizona Highway's first amateur photography contest concludes with the announcement in this issue of the winners and the publication of 13 of their photographs. Although he was wrong about it being the first amateur contest that had happened 5 decades earlier, in June 1938, he was rightfully proud of the submissions, especially Jennifer Hinshaw's photograph of a rustic cabin overlooking Oak Creek Canyon in Red Rock Country. In addition to winning the youth category in the contest, Miss Hinshaw got our front cover. Not bad for a young student at Northern Arizona University. Milestone 81, Cavalcade of History, May 1987. History has always been a popular subject for us, and art and artists have played a major role in the evolution of Arizona highways. In May 1987, we combined the two in what became the longest-running series in the history of the magazine. This month, editor Merrill Windsor wrote, "We are pleased to introduce a new series of historical paintings by Bill Arend that we call Arizona Highways Cavalcade. Each scene will reflect a moment sometime in the past somewhere in Arizona." Arendt has undertaken detailed research for each of the paintings in the Cavalcade of History series, and for each he is writing a brief introductory text. The series, which ultimately included 16 installments between May 1987 and February 1990, ranks as one of the most beautiful collections of art in the history of Arizona highways. Milestone 82, Hike of the Month, October 1990. There wasn't any fanfare, but in October 1990, we debuted a department that would become a reader favorite. The inaugural Hike of the Month featured the Summit Trail on Camelback Mountain, and it was written by William Hefford, who was a frequent contributor to Arizona Highways. With only a few exceptions for special issues, the Hike of the Month has anchored the back of the magazine ever since. Milestone 83, John Wayne cover, January 1992. We've had a few scandals in our first 100 years, including the John Wayne cover in January 1992. There were a couple of things that steamed our readers, both of which were related to what's generically referred to as Photoshop. After several discussions among the editorial team, the decision was made to digitally remove a cigarette from John Wayne's hand. Bob Early, our 12th editor, was worried about the magazine being viewed as endorsing smoking if the cigarette was left in. We didn't get a flood of letters about that, but we definitely heard from readers about our decision to colorize the black and white photograph. "Your January issue is a disgrace to the name of your fine magazine," said Susan Donnell Conkle of Portland, Maine, a publication that has for so many years had consistently magnificent photography, resorting to colored black and white photos. "I'm very happy my parents, who I believe were charter subscribers, are not alive to see this shabby issue." Milestone 84, Christmas Tree cover, December 1995. In December 1994, our cover featured a Sororo decorated with Christmas lights. It got mixed reviews. The next year, we took it up a notch and placed a Christmas tree fully decorated in the foreground of a cover photograph by Leroy DeJolie. The caption reads, "In the spirit of the Christmas season, our roving tree stops at Monument Valley to showcase Arizona's scenic diversity. The tradition would continue until December 2000. In that issue, our editor explained his intent. "Each year, our cut tree has been places you would least expect to find a Christmas tree. We put them on sand dunes in Monument Valley, in slot canyons in northern Arizona, along the Utah border, beside prehistoric Indian ruins, and mingled among giant stands of Sororos. The idea is to catch the reader's eye and to demonstrate visually that the spirit of Christmas exists everywhere." Milestone 85, the swimsuit issue, August 1999. Internally, we referred to it as the swimming suit issue. By Sports Illustrated standards, however, it was tame. Even a Land's End catalog is more suggestive. Nonetheless, it caused an uproar. "Just a thought for you, Bud Lovenborg of Prescott, Arizona," wrote in a letter to the editor. "Please, let's keep Arizona highways as beautiful as it has been for years and leave the girls in swimming suits off the front cover." The risque photograph appeared on newsstands only. Subscribers got a G-rated cover, which featured the waterfall without the prurient temptation. In magazine jargon, what we did that month is called a split cover, one image for subscribers, another for newsstand buyers. Milestone 86, 75th anniversary, April 2000. With this issue, editor Bob Early wrote, "Arizona Highways celebrates its 75th birthday. The magazine has survived the Great Depression, the heyday of radio, World War II, the entertainment dominance of television, the demise of many great magazines and newspapers, the advent of computer games and the internet, and all the other demands on our leisure time from Little League baseball to bowling leagues." He went on to point out his thoughts about the success of the magazine. "It was a nice introduction, but there wasn't a lot of looking back in the issue. There was a short biography of our longtime art director, George Avey, along with a note that estimated our creative output to that point. In the last 75 years, the magazine has published more than 36 million words and more than 70,000 photographs. Otherwise, the issue is focused on the Grand Canyon and Arizona's other spectacular landscapes. It's a beautiful issue, one that's worthy of the milestone." Milestone 87, Ruth and David, October 2002. "The success of this magazine can be attributed to a long list of dedicated men and women, both staffers and contributors, who shared their talents. At the top of that list are the founding fathers, Raymond Carlson, George Avey, and Jim Stevens. In addition, we wouldn't have become an international sensation without the Munch dynasty. It began with photographer Josef Munch and his wife, Joyce Rockwood, who was one of our greatest writers. Their son, David Munch, came next, and then David's son, Mark. Both of them were photographers. The dynasty grew even more in 2002 when David's wife, Ruth Rudner, became a contributor. The two of them were paired up for the first time on a story about Beriah Canyon. I've sought wilderness and isolation in high mountains and ancient forests on glaciers and tundra, Miss Rudner wrote. Deserts never occurred to me until I met my photographer husband, David Munch, who loves them. It was the first of many joint projects for Ruth and David, and their mix of words and photographs ranks among the best this magazine has ever published. Milestone 88, All 50 States, December 2002. Like choosing the best photograph in our archive or the best sentence, selecting the best portfolio would be a rudderless deliberation, a subjective debate in which one judge singles out a stack of candidates and another judge another. Stack after stack after stack, unanimous consent would be unlikely. Among our readers, however, there's one portfolio that rises to the top. Even today, nearly 25 later, we still get requests to reproduce our 50 states portfolio. In tribute to our United States, the piece begins, we have expanded our December issue to 64 pages to present a very special portfolio, a very special holiday greeting card to all our readers. This photo selection portrays the Arizona places that could be scenes from another state, including yours. All states from Alaska to Florida and from Hawaii to Maine are represented among these shots of Arizona vistas. Our readers were right. That was one of the best. Milestone 89, Once Upon a Day in Arizona, October 2006. As the editor of a magazine that's been around since 1925, the opportunity to do something that's never been done before is always a challenge. In 2006, Peter Elshire, our 13th editor, oversaw a project that was unique to us, titled Once Upon a Day in Arizona. It featured 50 writers and photographers scattered throughout Arizona on a single day, October 1, 2005. The goal for each participant was to capture the quirky, inspiring, surprising diversity of the state. In all, we sent writer and photographer teams to 18 places. Among them, Kathleen Bryant and Dawn Kish visited a Hopi village. Tom Carpenter and Nick Berenzenko went canoeing on the Mogollon Rim, and Carrick James and Wynn Brown went looking for elk in the White Mountains. It was a wonderful package, and one of the images is included on our list of the 100 best photographs to ever appear in Arizona highways. Milestone 90, The Photography Issue, September 2008. When we first started putting together our first ever photography issue, we realized we needed to do something more than just create a magazine full of spectacular images, something we'd been doing every month for decades. So we looked for ways to broaden our readers' knowledge of photography as well. We wrote about Bracken Specters and the pros and cons of digital and film. There was still a debate back then, and we did something different on the cover, too. Some readers thought it was blasphemous. Others loved it. Rarely, photographer Joel Grimes told us, do I create a photograph without introducing artificial lighting to the scene. For me, the way the light strikes my subjects is paramount. To a so-called purist, using strobe lights in the landscape might be unthinkable, but I've never defined myself as a purist in the general sense. In this issue, we also launched what would become our annual photo contest. Milestone 91, Annual Photo Contest, September 2009. It wasn't our first photo contest, but it became our first annual competition. We weren't sure what to expect when we launched it in 2008 because it was limited to digital entries only. In the end, though, we were flooded with entries, and the grand prize winner was an image titled Bronc Pickup by Bev Pettit. The caption read, a rainy day made for a muddy arena at the Cowpunchers Reunion Rodeo in Williams, but that didn't stop Bev Pettit of Skull Valley, Arizona, from taking her camera gear out to capture this peak moment, catching the pickup man's facial expression as he struggles to control the bucking bronco makes his shot a winner. Lighting and weather conditions added to the difficulty factor. Miss Pettit went on to become a regular contributor, and we're still proud to feature her work today. Milestone 92, Thaddeus Montgomery, November 2009. In the summer of 2009, I got an email from a soldier in Afghanistan. He was requesting some copies of our magazine. We sent a few hundred copies and some other supplies. A few months later, Sergeant Thaddeus Montgomery sent a second letter from his camp in the Karingal Valley. I just want to thank you, Mr. Robert Steve, and the rest of the folks there at Arizona Highways for the many packages that have begun to arrive here at COP Vegas from the editorial staff at your magazine. Originally, I had asked only for a few magazines that the soldiers here could enjoy thumbing through, and about a week ago, boxes began to arrive with tons of good stuff in them. I can't thank you all enough for the kindness you have bestowed upon our platoon. If there is anything I can do in return, please don't hesitate to ask. I smiled at the modesty of the sergeant's last line, as if risking his life for our freedom wasn't enough. He and his platoon became extended family, and we were the beneficiary of the relationship. Sadly, Sergeant Montgomery never made it home. On January 20th, 2010, our dear friend died somewhere in Afghanistan. Milestone 93, 50 Greatest Photographs, December 2011. This wasn't something we did lightly. It didn't happen overnight, and not everyone on our staff agreed with the final cut, but we did it. We took a stack of more than 1,000 issues, pored over tens of thousands of images, and put together a portfolio of the 50 best photographs to ever appear in Arizona highways. We had one criterion as we considered each shot. Is this one of the 50 best photographs ever published? That's not as easy as it seems. As editors, we're always looking for balance in the magazine. Our goal is to cover as much of the state as possible and make sure there's an equal mix of history, culture, lifestyle, and landscape. Those instincts carried over to this portfolio. I think we need more portraits. There aren't any photos of Aravaipa Canyon. We should have a few more black and whites. Those are important observations when making a magazine, but for this particular portfolio, we had to keep reminding ourselves that this was different, that this was an attempt to single out the best, and only the best. Milestone 94, Arizona Highways License Plate, March 2012. Like most states, or maybe all states, the state of Arizona offers a collection of specialty plates that benefit good causes. Our plate, which features a photograph by Pulitzer Prize-winning photographer Jack DeKinga, made its debut in March 2012. The fee for our specialty plate and all the others is only $25. Of that, we get $17. In our case, that money helps support our mission of promoting tourism in Arizona, which in turn helps local businesses around the state. Milestone 95, Sorry Vermont, No Offense, October 2013. In the fall of 2013, we launched a civil war of sorts. At a glance, the cover photo by Derek Von Briesen seems benign. Rocks, trees, autumn leaves, a waterfall. What caused a stir wasn't the image, but rather the tongue-in-cheek cover line. Turns out some folks in Vermont, all 623,657 of them at the time, weren't crazy about the words autumn in Arizona and why it is better here than it is in Vermont. Among the many calls I took was one from the governor's office in Montpelier. That's what got the attention of the Associated Press. After that, the story went viral. Even Time magazine weighed in. It's the Leaf Peeping Smackdown, a magazine promoting tourism in Arizona. Yes, Arizona is boasting that its foliage season is better than Vermont's. The best response, though, came from our then-colleagues at Vermont Life, which was one of the great regional travel magazines in the country. Sadly, it shut down in 2018 after 72 years of preeminence. To their credit, they counterpunched with a mocked-up cover about one of their state's scenic wonders. The cover line read, "Gorges in Vermont and why Queechee Gorge is grander than the Grand Canyon." It was a brilliant comeback to a feud that never really was. Milestone 96, David Munch issue, December 2015. If you're at all familiar with this magazine, you've seen the incredible work of David Munch. He's been shooting for us for parts of 8 decades, and he got his first cover in January 1955 at the age of 18. In 2015, when he was 79, we dedicated an entire issue to his legacy, something we'd never done before. In the process of putting that issue together, we were discussing some of his images, including a snowy ponderosa pine that ran on page 12. "I think if you just lighten the left trunk, it will be fine," he said, "and you could crop off a little on the left." In our world, it was the equivalent of watching Monet walk into the Musée de l'Orangerie and add a brushstroke to water lilies. 10 years later, David Munch is still regarded as one of the greatest landscape photographers ever, and he certainly is in our book. Milestone 97, Chris Gall covers, January 2017. In our long history, we had never dedicated an entire year to a single theme, a collection where, in the words of Aristotle, the whole is greater than the sum of its parts. That's what led to the Explore Arizona series. Each month for 12 months, there were stories about history and culture and interesting people, along with the usual dose of landscape photography. The only difference is that each issue had a theme and an illustrated cover by one of Arizona's most talented artists. "You know," Chris Gall told me, "my dream project has always been to create a series of vintage travel posters for Arizona Highway." And so he did. The first subject in this series was the Grand Canyon, and it was followed by Petrified Forest National Park, Saguaro National Park, and 9 other beautiful places in the state. Those cover illustrations were later made into posters and puzzles, some of which are still available for purchase at shoparizonahighways.com. Milestone 98, Jerry Jacka issue, April 2018. July 1958 is an important date in the history of Arizona highways. That's when we first published a photograph by Jerry Jacka. It ran on page 23, and it was a shot of the Painted Desert looking north from Route 66. 60 years later, we dedicated an issue to a man who will be in the inaugural class of the Arizona Highways Hall of Fame. Mr. Jacka liked to tell a story about Joe Stacy, our editor, in the early 1970s. By all accounts, Mr. Stacy was tough, but Mr. Jacka was determined. "I was trying to get a foot in the door," he would say with a hint of pride. "So I went down there with some pictures and an idea about prehistoric pottery. He didn't make any promises, but Joe encouraged me to pursue it at my own expense." That's when he said, "Jerry, I'll put you on stage. It's up to you to perform." Boy, did he ever. Milestone 99, The December Project, December 2021. In the summer of 2021, I reached out to a group of artists to see if they'd be interested in working with us on something we were calling The December Project. The gist of it was simple: poke around our extensive photo archive, select one of the many images, set up an easel, and paint away. The response was overwhelming, and the artists' interpretations were spectacular. In December of that year, we presented the paintings in tandem with the photographs upon which they were based. The portfolio was beautiful, but the best part happened afterward. When I first reached out to the artists, I asked that they agree to donate at least half of the sale price of their paintings to a charity of their choice. There was no hesitation. In all, the artwork generated more than $75,000 for nonprofits all over the state. Milestone 100, 13th issue, January 2022. With the exception of 4 months in 1927, a couple of double issues during World War II, and a special issue for the state's bicentennial in 1962, we've been printing 12 issues of Arizona Highways every year since our premiere. In January 2022, we expanded that number to 13. In the publishing world, what we created is called a 13th issue. In our case, it was a bonus issue to say thanks to our subscribers for buying the other 12. The bonus issue was titled The Year in Pictures, and it featured some of our favorite outtakes from 2021. Every year, we sifted through thousands and thousands of images in the process of making our magazines. Only a small fraction make the final cut. Sometimes the photos don't measure up. Most times, though, they just don't fit for some reason. Our 13th issue is a celebration of those images. If you're a subscriber, we'll say it again. Thank you. When you fill out your subscription card or order our license plate or visit our online store to buy a book or a puzzle or a calendar or anything else, you're helping us keep the lights on for another year. That's not something we take for granted, and we're grateful for your support. And this concludes
100 Years Milestones. That concludes today's readings from the April 2025 issue of Arizona Highways.
This is Kathy Damaris, volunteer reader for Sun Sounds of Arizona.
Deserts and streams rise in those cabezas, and the outlaws I see in my dreams. I love you, Arizona.
If you miss a program, you can get it on demand at sunsounds.org. Log on to sunsounds.org, left click on broadcast info and audio, then under programming links, left click on demand podcasts. In addition, you can now listen to Sun Sounds on your Echo Dot or other smart home device.